proclamation number 7634 dated the June 27, 1960. The true home. The spiritual realm is certainly an entirely dissimilar region to the earthly realm, and it requires a strong will to strive for the former realm while the human being still lives in the midst of the world. They are two entirely different kingdoms, and one kingdom totally seems to exclude the other. However, the more seriously a person wants to enter and stay in the spiritual kingdom, the more real it will become to him, and the stronger he will feel that the spiritual kingdom is his actual home, that the earth is merely something transient which the human being simply has to pass through in order to reach his true home. But on the whole, the spiritual region will seem unreal to a person, and time and again he will have to fight. He will have to exert force in order to mentally escape the world for a short time and to drift over into the spiritual world. Nevertheless, he will succeed if this is his serious will. Yet one thing must be present in him, the desire for God and, as a result of this, a life of love. In that case, the human being's soul will already be grounded in the spiritual kingdom, for the right kind of love comes from God and leads back to him, whose kingdom is not of this world. However, the human being must possess the right kind of love, the love for God and his fellow human beings. As long as the human being is still dominated by selfish love, he will be more in touch with the earthly realm, and a spiritual world will seem implausible to him. This spiritual world will be distant to him and also cannot entice him to seek contact with it. Hence, the degree of love will be the decisive factor as to how real the spiritual kingdom seems to a person, to what extent it dominates him, and how strongly it will influence his thoughts. But he can become convinced of it. He can live more in the spiritual realm than in this world if his love for God and his fellow human being has been kindled in him. Then the human being will also convincingly advocate this spiritual kingdom to other people, because he will be utterly convinced of it himself, and he will also always mention what he inwardly feels. He will portray the spiritual kingdom as the only kingdom worth striving for, and try to motivate his fellow human beings to likewise strive for this kingdom, and to relegate the secular world as worthless into second place, always regarding this secular world as transient and paying more attention to that which is everlasting. A person who remains in contact with the spiritual kingdom and makes it the goal of his endeavor on earth is far more likely to find inner peace. The human being will never find complete happiness in the earthly world, for he will also discover the transience of this world, and his life will remain unsatisfied if he only ever longs for earthly possessions and is content with fulfilling his earthly wishes, because his soul feels that it needs something different in order to be happy. His soul will not content itself with what the world can offer. It will only be able to feel truly happy when it is offered possessions from the spiritual kingdom. Only then will it have entered the region of the spiritual kingdom. Only then will it have found its true home. Only then will it acknowledge the spiritual kingdom as its home, and only then will it know that this kingdom is real and that it cannot be taken away from the soul again once it has arrived at home, once it has found its way back to the Father's house from which it once had originated. Amen.